Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. With drought conditions persisting throughout much of Texas, Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says grain sorghum may be a good crop choice this year for farmers on the high plains.
And grain sorghum is expected to make a 20% increase this year from the 750,000 acres planted reported in 2012. Those numbers come from a 50-county area of the high plains and rolling plains of Texas. This year's crop won't be planted until May or June, but the predicted increase in production is possible because we're not dealing with the limited irrigation and drought scenarios of the past few years.
So why is it a good choice?
Well, grain sorghum is a naturally drought-tolerant crop. It only takes 6 inches of total water to produce the first bushel of grain sorghum, and it uses one-third to one-half less water than corn. Sorghum has drought-tolerant traits such as waxy leaves, which hold in moisture during hot, dry conditions. It also has half the leaf area of corn, which reduces the amount of surface area prone to evaporation. Also, sorghum has an extensive root system, which increases its ability to hold water. So you can see why the interest in grain sorghum.
So who are the biggest consumers?
Livestock feeding and biofuels are the major markets for High Plains farmers. Many farmers are looking to add different money-making opportunities for their operations, which is always important. And so grain sorghum can be a great option. Visit texassorghum.org.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.